Freaks. Funk Freaks. Funk Freaks. Funk Freaks Crew. Funk Freaks. You're listening to
The Funk Freaks Show.
DJ Sky Funker. J Doe. Funk Freaks Crew all day.
Solo I più belli, uno dopo l'altro.
Funk Freaks Amsterdam, let's go, go.
Welcome people, this is the Funk Freaks Show. J Doe and Sky Funker here to rock your speakers and make your body dance to the boogie. Another week is gone, and here we are with another dose of that West Coast touch. Make sure you're up to date with the show, follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google or Mixcloud, and let the Funk Freaks be always with you. On to the show now, we have Freak by Love Crime. This is the Funk Freaks Show, enjoy the ride.
Funk Freaks Crew all day.
That was Love Crime with Freak. Up next we have The Evasion with Let's Dance. Enjoy!
Evasions with Let's Dance on the Funk Freaks Show. Up next we have Betty Miranda with Take Me to the Top. And then my man Sky Funker will present us the Jewel Box of the Week. Enjoy!
To the Funk Freak Show here on Radio Salto. It's your boy DJ Loser from the world famous Funk Freaks out of Orange County, California. What up, though? Get it.
Here we go again, guys. Skyfunker here with the weekly Jewel Box. I hope you are ready. In this episode, I selected the Ninth Creation with their song Maybe, taken from the EP Love Crime of 1986. The Ninth Creation I remember as one of America's greatest funk bands of the 70s. The band was formed in 1970 by Al DeBoer Rice in Stockton, California, under the original name Soul Struts. In 1970, J. DeBoer Rice, brother of AD, joined the band and became the lead singer and band leader. As band leader, Jay decided that it was time to change their name to Ninth Creation. By 1972, with the help of the manager Nat Pierce, Ninth Creation recorded their first LP at Studio C in Stockton. And now let's listen to Maybe from Ninth Creation. Enjoy!
Solo i più belli, uno dopo l'altro.
And that was The Ninth Creation with Maybe for the Jewel Box. Let's continue with this gem from KB and Kizzy Boost. This is We Came to Bring You the Funk. Enjoy! That was KB and Kizzy Boost with We Came to Bring You the Funk. Up next, JW McGee with When We Party. Let's go! We'll be right back. that was JW McGee with When We Party. Let's listen to another one before J-Do with Modern Jams. This is Bernard Gouvion with Polar. T'aurais dû t'étirer. Enjoy!
What's up? Here's Femdelic and you're listening to Funk Freaks Amsterdam. Let's get funked up.
Welcome back, guys. You know what time it is? Another fresh pick for our modern jams.
This week we have Johnny Tobin and his fresh EP Weekends out on Wicked Walks. Johnny Tobin is a part of an up-and-coming wave of new artists within the modern funk and soul spectrum. The Canadian keyboardist and songwriter has a knack for crafting his skills to cater to a wide variety of different styles. With weaving ultra-catchy riffs and melodies with complex and lush harmonies, Johnny's music tells a story while bringing mad vibes to the listener. Kicking off the new year, Amsterdam-based label Wicked Walks, shout out to Lucas Benjamin, enlists Johnny Tobin for their 10th release, The Weekends EP. It features collaborations with fellow artists Makadi, Gershon, Auguste, Janelle Reid, Astrological, and more. With cuts like Praise and Cosmic Ocean and the gospel-inspired B-side, the record shows the wide inspiration of the Canadian producer. The song we're going to listen in these modern jams is Cosmic Ocean, featuring Jeanette King. This is the Funk Freak Show. Our mother jams for today, Johnny Tobin with his EP Weekends out on Wicked Walks. Go Get It is a nice one. Let's get on with some more music. We got Tension with Your Sunshine. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Tension with Your Sunshine. Up next is Ronnie Hudson with Lacoste. Funk Freak Show, Radio Salto Amsterdam. Ronnie Hudson with Lacoste on the Funk Freak Show. Up next, we have the CC Band with Be My Love Tonight. And then my man Sky Funker with the West Coast Corner.
The Funk Freaks Show.
Welcome to the West Coast Corner. This week we continue with the G-Funk story. First of all, it became famous in the 90s. It was inspired by the early Bay Area-based sound, known as mob music of the mid-late 80s. Some of the main artists are E-40 and Too Short, alongside Snoop Dogg, Tupac, Dr. Dre, Warren G, and Nate Dogg, but the list goes on and on. Too Short started working with looping sounds from classic P-Funk records over bass-heavy tracks. His style was a major influence on the later G-Funk rappers like Snoop Dogg. There is a debate about who is the grandfather of G-Funk. Dr. Dre is believed to have invented the sound, but Code 187 and KGM claim to be the first one to do it. Another early G-Funk pioneer from Compton is rapper and producer DJ Quick, who was already using the G-Funk sound in 1991 in his debut album, Quick is the Name. Nowadays, this sound is supported by contemporary rappers like Kendrick Lamar and Schoolboy Q.
Thank you guys for riding with us. This episode is finished. We wait for you next week for another episode of Audio Musical Pleasure for yours truly, J-Do and Skyfunker. This is the Funk Freak Show, signing off. Peace.